Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we have been talking about the subject of prayer. Sir George Adam Smith tells how he and his guide were climbing the summit of the Weisshorn in the Swiss Alps. It was stormy, and they were making their climb on the sheltered side of the peak. When they finally reached the summit, they were filled with exhilaration. Sir George forgot about the fierce winds at the summit, and he leaped up and was nearly blown over the edge to the glacier below and to certain death. But in the nick of time, the guide grabbed hold of him and exclaimed, "On your knees, sir! You are safe here only on your knees." That is true in life as well. You are safe only on your knees. God wants us to be people of prayer, and yet the pressures of life pull at us from every side and would attempt to keep us from this very precious charge of being a person of prayer. C.S. Lewis once wrote, "The moment you wake up each morning, all your wishes and hopes, and might I add, responsibilities for the day, rush at you like wild animals. And the first job each morning consists in shoving it all back, in listening to that other voice, taking that other point of view, letting that other, larger, stronger, quieter life come flowing in." That's the life of God when we go to Him in prayer. Colossians 4:2 tells us, "Continue earnestly in prayer." God wants us to be a people who long to pray, love to pray, and see results and power in our praying. But how does a person spend a time in prayer on a daily basis and see results, as I am referring to? When a person is beginning in prayer, sometimes it really helps to have some model of prayer. And we see a good model in the Word of God, in the Lord's Prayer, where He was teaching His disciples to pray. In the very first words, we find the exhortation to worship God. It says, "Our Father, hallowed be Thy name," or "Holy is Your name." The very beginning of the Lord's Prayer is an exhortation to worship and think about the attributes of God. There is an excellent model for prayer that I have found very helpful personally. When you want to go and spend an hour in prayer or a specified amount of time each day in prayer, sometimes a person may come to that prayer time and pray their list of needs to the Lord, and the Lord encourages us to bring our petitions to Him, and we should bring our needs to the Lord. But then what do you do after the 5 minutes of sharing your needs with God? Well, this particular form uses the acronym ACTS, the word ACTS, A-C-T-S, as in the book of Acts. And those four letters, A-C-T-S, stand for specific things that will give you a good guidance when you go to prayer. And the first one, the A, is for adoration. And just as Jesus had His disciples begin praying with adoring the Father, saying, "Oh, holy is Your name," A is for adoration, and that's the way to begin your prayer time. Begin that time with the Lord by speaking from your heart to God about His great attributes. Jesus told the disciples, say, "Holy is Your name." Speak to the Lord, "Lord, You are so holy. You are so beautiful. You are so pure. You are so loving. You are so forgiving." Recite to the Lord the attributes that you appreciate and honor and worship about God. Tell Him you're so grateful for his goodness and his faithfulness to you, how he's a covenant-keeping God, a God who's faithful to his promises. And as you think about his goodness, thank him for it, and it will set the tone for your prayer time. Psalm 103:1 tells us, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." It's the idea of coming before God and just pouring out your heart and just adoring him and worshiping him. When I just think about the fact that he saved me, I can worship God for a period of time just thinking about that one precious, awesome gift of salvation. And I can just worship God for his attribute of being willing to save a sinful person and to forgive and to cleanse and to make me brand new. So start out your prayer time with adoration. You can worship with your words, and you can worship in singing. Martin Luther once said, "When I cannot pray, I sing." And there are times when perhaps you cannot pray, but you can sing a song of adoration. "Great is thy faithfulness," or some song of worship to God that talks about how great he is. So begin your time of prayer with God with the A of acts, adoration. Evangelist Billy Graham's wife, Ruth, once described a poignant experience that deepened her ability to worship the Lord and to set her prayer time in the proper order. She said this, "I had been getting up early, fixing myself a cup of coffee, and then sitting in the rocker on the front porch while I prayed for each of our children and for each of their children. One morning, I awoke earlier than usual. It was 5 o'clock, with dawn just breaking over the mountains. I collected my cup of coffee and I settled into the old rocker. Suddenly, I realized a symphony of bird song was literally surrounding me. The air was liquid with music, as if the whole creation were praising God at the beginning of a new day. I chuckled to hear the old turkey gobbler that had recently joined our family gobbling away down in the woods at the top of his voice as if he were a song sparrow. And I learned a lesson. I had been beginning my days with petitions, and I should have been beginning them with worship." I encourage you in the same way, begin your day, your prayer time, with worship or with adoration. The second part of this acronym, ACTS, A-C-T-S, is the C, and it stands for confession. When you come into your prayer time and you've spent time worshiping the Lord, your heart will become tender before him, and you can easily become aware of perhaps sin or shortcomings or failures that you've had that you need to confess to God. Don't confess previously confessed and forgiven sin. Once God forgives, he forgets, and there's no point in bringing it up to him again. You need to forgive yourself and move on. But when you come into your prayer time, make sure you do confess any unconfessed sin to the Lord. If you've been selfish, you've been moody, angry, spoken ugly words to someone, you've been unkind or thoughtless or insensitive, confess these things to the Lord, and then afterwards go and make them right with the individuals as needed. Then thank him for cleansing you of these things. So confession is the second part of our model of prayer to assist you in your prayer time. The third letter in this acronym ACTS is the T, and the T stands for thanksgiving. Spend time very specifically thanking God for all the blessings he has bestowed on your life. Focus on specific spiritual blessings, physical and material blessings, relational blessings, whatever they may be. Specifically recite and recount them, remember them. Make sure you give thanks for answered prayer and all provision that God's given to you. And just spend time thanking God. It's so powerful to do that. It brings a powerful release in your own heart Robert McQuilkin, former president of Columbia International University, wrote this testimony that I'll share with you. He said, "Life was heavy on me. My dearest friend, my delightful wife, was slipping away, one painful loss at a time, as Alzheimer's disease ravaged her brain. And just as the full impact of what was happening to us hit home, the life of Bob, our eldest son, was snuffed out in a diving accident. 2 years later, to care for his wife, he left his work when it was at its peak. He wrote, 'I was numb, not bitter, let alone angry. Why should I be? That's the way life is. Life is in a broken world. But the passion in my love for God had evaporated, leaving a residue of resignation where once had been vibrant faith. I knew I was in deep trouble, and I did the only thing I knew to do. I went away to a mountain hideaway for prayer and fasting. It took about 24 hours to shake free of the preoccupation with my own wounds and to focus on the excellencies of God. As I did, slowly love began to be rekindled, and with love came joy.'" When you go to your prayer time, even if you have the heaviest of petitions to bring to the Lord, make sure you spend a part of that time just giving thanks. And the last letter in our acronym of ACTS is the letter S, and it stands for supplication. In Philippians 4:6, we're encouraged in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, present your request to God. God does want you to bring your petitions, your supplications to Him. Bring every need you have in your life. He is more than a match for it.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.